You are now listening to the New Old Heads Podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon Eastern Standard Time at bringdowntheband.com, and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, and Sun King Brewery. Support the New Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads Podcast. I am Major 7th. The entire crew is here for our 250th episode. Which, when you think about it, extremely dope.
250 episodes straight.
Thank you, Jay Moore. 250 straight.
Consecutive.
That is actually a dope milestone. We've had some nice food to celebrate. Jay Moore.
They forgot the biscuits, yo.
Yeah, Jay Moore.
I'm not going to let go of that.
Jay Moore is balling. They had, what they had, mashed potatoes and gravy. They forgot.
See, the thing is, when you get your sides,
yeah,
it's got to make sense.
It does. Right?
Okay, so I was... like, let me get red beans and rice, which is pretty standard.
Okay.
Some mac and cheese, because that's the kind of mood I was in. And
yeah.
Of course, some fries.
Yeah.
Okay. And
what they give you?
It gave me the mac and cheese, the fries, but then mashed potatoes. Why would I get mashed potatoes and fries? I realize there are people who do that, but that was not my intention this evening.
Sometimes you just got to dip the potato in the potato.
Yeah, yeah. You know, double
that's
up
a lot
on
of potato.
A lot of people like to double up on the starches.
Yeah, that's fry on fry violence.
That's usually not me.
Fry on fry violence.
It's all about the gravy.
What type of gravy was it though? That's the question. Like,
probably white gravy.
that's kind of cannibalistic.
Actually, probably isn't white gravy.
They got white
have,
gravy.
French fry and dipping in some potatoes.
It's like a chicken eating chicken.
Yeah, chicken fried chicken.
Yeah.
Jay Moore was balling, and he bought 250 pieces of chicken to celebrate. So we appreciate that. The whole crew is here. My man Longevity, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to see you as always.
My spectacular.
Man, cardiovascular. My man Jay Moore, rocking the Transformers joint. How are you, sir?
Doing all right, man. You know, just a, you know, 250, man. That's a real milestone.
It is.
There's a lot of people who you know, since we started doing this, be like, man, I want to do a podcast. And they might.
How many times have you heard
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. You know, and then they try to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And then they're like, every week?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, every week.
Yeah.
And, you know.
You mean like you gotta be ready to do it every week?
Yeah. So a lot of them, I know people who didn't get past like that test episode.
There you go.
Yeah, I do too, actually.
Yeah, yeah, and
had like five of those before we even started.
Yeah,
true.
And then you know there are people who are like, once it they're like, okay, now when do we get the Coca-Cola sponsorship? Like five episodes in, and it's like, I would like to also be sponsored by Mercedes-Benz. I was like, I bet you would.
They were so yeah. They're like, yeah, so we've done three episodes. Don't we get an Audi sponsor or something by now? Like, what's popping? Yeah.
When do we get our Showtime slot?
Yeah. So
it's been a great learn while we do it.
Exactly.
I mean, we were definitely prepared. But
Jay Diff is in the building, by the way. I want to make sure we get everybody in.
Salutations. I am indeed here.
Good to see you, brother.
Yes.
And
yes.
Red August is, I don't know what he's on right now, but he's here doing his on-site production always. He's on a red phone. Yeah. It's an expensive case. Got like, something in his glass.
He got a red watch on.
Yeah. Linked to the phone.
Banging.
Yeah.
It's interesting because he's got the red watch and phone in his left hand.
Yeah.
But then he has this blue bracelet on his right.
Yeah. Might get confused, boy.
He's the yin and yang.
Look,
of this
man,
thing.
Red and blue make purple. It's the color of love.
Yeah. All
right. Mm.
Yeah. Prince with it.
Okay. I ain't mad at that. Red August,
right.
We appreciate you as always, sir. But go ahead, Lone, in terms of what you were talking about, what you've learned as we've.
Oh, I just meant it's just been a learn as we go. I mean, we were definitely prepared as much as we could have been.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But after doing this for 250 weeks in a row and all everything that's gone into it, you know, I don't know how many conversations I've had with people about them wanting to start shows and, you know, try to help them out and give them as much advice as I could without, I mean, it's not, you don't really know until you're in it.
Yeah.
You know, and to do it at a high level, you really, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the amount of moving parts. I'm talking about from a team standpoint. Like you think, okay, you just get together and you guys sit down on the surface, get together, sit down and you talk, right? And you record it. And then you think about like what Red August is doing. And you think about camera angles and lighting, the topics and, you know, how we're going to approach certain things and the marketing and the you know, the online aspect and the multiple social media outlets in order to get everything out, and then the tracking and watching just, the stats and the numbers. Like, it's a lot that goes into it.
And then a pandemic hits.
And then a pandemic hits, and you have to go virtual and continue to go through and get find a way to put a product out. That's a lot.
It's a lot of preparation, and it's a lot of post-work. Sitting on the show is the smallest part of it. You know, it's the easiest part. You know, now granted, we know how to interact, and there's definitely a science to how we interact with each other. But you know, that chemistry grows with time. So
I want to, I have to shout you out too long, because you, a lot of the stuff that you do, people don't see, and I think a lot of the things that you do is the unattractive stuff that people. It's the stuff that defines if a podcast is going to be good versus great. Mm. A lot of the things that you do, the data, the research, the additional time that you take to make sure the product is crispy, that's valuable, man. Like, it's definitely. you definitely deserve your flowers for that, bro. Cause you, you definitely steer the ship in regards to that, for sure. So we appreciate you for that.
Yes,
wow. I appreciate that. Mike has a lot to do with it as well.
Yes, he does. So. Red August as well, man. Like, if you think about it, he's, you know, when Red August comes on, it came on, that only enhanced the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it was immediate though. We saw the difference by having him come over and taking his own time to come out and help us to, you know, grow the product. So yeah, that's dope, man. We really appreciate that. 250 times, it's a lot.
Yeah. Y'all are definitely the heartbeat of the new old heads as far as production and everything concerned. You know, we appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, it's only up from here.
Yeah.
It's we'll have to get you filled in on stuff we talked about today, but
we're good talks though.
We're
good
scaling talks. in a very good direction right now. So
that's what's up.
Continuous growth is really what's exciting about seeing the numbers and seeing how things can grow organically. But, you know, it has to be something that, you know, that you trial and error a lot of it.
True.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
A lot of blood, sweat, and tears. That the thing that kind of drives us, I think, is this is almost therapy to me.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's meeting every week, being able to discuss things that we pretty much pay attention, we love, we're into.
Yeah.
For just this hour, which technically is what, about 3 hours?
If you count pre-show,
you take everything,
everything. But like, some, this is a needed outlet for me right now. You know what I'm saying?
And, oh yeah,
yeah.
We're almost at a year's worth of Tuesday. Well, we shoot it on Tuesday, but it airs on Thursday.
Yeah.
That's impressive that somebody can literally sit and watch our show for almost every day for a year.
I didn't think about that.
Wow, that's right.
And if you, speaking of that, like, shout out to the chat. Like, we, you know, we have, before we went to YouTube slightly, and then, you know, we came back to TikTok.
Twitch.
I mean, or Twitch, I'm sorry. Yeah, I've been thinking so much about TikTok. But I'm looking in the chat now, man, and there are regulars that are still there. You know what I'm saying? That have gone with us and grown with us. So
Patreon support,
mm-hmm. Yep. All of that, man, that stuff is vital in order for us to continue to, you know, grow the brand and progress. Like, we need y'all as well. So we really appreciate y'all spreading the word and checking in when you can, you know, and passing the word like you guys do. So that's important, man. We need all of that in order for it to work.
Just hitting the like when you watch it on YouTube for our YouTube viewers.
Yeah.
You know, that goes a long way. So, you know, and the thing is, you don't even have to, if you're watching this right now, you don't even have to pause. You can just, you know, go ahead and hit that thumbs up. It does a lot to help the algorithm.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. Such a science to this thing, man. And, you know, it changes so much. But
yeah, they're constantly changing the rules on us.
Yeah, the game changes a lot. The game changes a lot. But we're just trying to, if we can't stay ahead of the curve, man, just try to meet it. You know what I'm saying? And continue to grow. So, yeah, we appreciate everybody that's helped us get this far. And, you know, Lord willing, we can do 250 more. And Jay Moore can get, what that'll be, 500 pieces of chicken.
Yeah.
You gonna buy that?
And I think.
I mean, if they don't get biscuits, yeah, you know, I need an apology for that. I was on the phone, filling out one of those surveys.
What you give them?
Unsatisfactory.
Might be a good thing we didn't get them biscuits, because, you know, them Popeyes biscuits is something else.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We, you know,
need something to wash down.
Definitely.
I mean, was you gonna say long?
I mean, assuming that it's Popeyes, it could be anything, right?
It could.
Oh yeah, it could be any. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Chicken plate.
No, I was going to give a shout out to since they're since they we got news that, I mean, We got news that one of our partners is no longer in business.
Yes.
So I think it's okay to talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just wanted to shout out No Bad Ideas for supporting not only the podcast for 250 episodes and of course all the other partners, but definitely even just bringing down the band and us and Cut Camp and just me as a person, you know, mm-hmm. and Andy and all those people. So,
you know, their involvement with Trees, pretty much anything hip hop related here in
Orange.
The city.
Yeah. Yeah.
They've always been, they've done above and beyond. And, you know, quality products too. Like, I'm going to miss being able, you know, I have one of their wallets, a couple pair of socks, yeah. you know, hats.
They got good stuff, man.
Yeah, that people have
had.
Seen.
Had, yeah, I'm sorry. Had good stuff.
And they're like, oh, where is that? I was like, that's right out of Indianapolis. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I've seen this stuff actually when I was out in Las Vegas. I was like, okay, this is different.
This is different, yeah. This is different, yeah.
So it's just, sad news. But
definitely appreciate them for all they've done.
Definitely appreciate all the support they've had.
Hats off to them. We salute you. We appreciate you.
Yeah, literally hats off to them.
Literally hats off. We appreciate you. All right, man, let's go ahead and jump into today's rundown. And let's see. Let's start with Tyler the Creator. Yeah. he had a good interview. What I thought was a great interview.
What he said
on Hot 97 with Ebro and Rosenberg, and it actually made me more of a fan than I already was. I've become a huge fan of this guy, but I'm really a fan of him now after sitting down and watching some of the things that he talked about. And you know, we had a conversation about what were some of the things that you know we took from the interview. Those that watched it. And I think for me, one of the main things, because I know he said something that Lone said verbatim, by the way, we can get to that. He said it when it happened, what, 3 years ago? Two years ago?
Remember. Whenever they were battling for the number one spot, him and Khaled.
Him and Khaled. But one of the big things I took from this interview was the fact that this kid actually cares about his music. And the product and the level of music that he puts out. You know what I'm saying? Like, he kept saying, I care, I care, I care. And he talked about, you know, being inspired by how Jada rocked. We're going to talk about Jada in the verses later on. But the fact that Jada was out there, you know, getting busy and doing what he do for a live performance. And to me, outside of the, even if you want to say the upper echelon artists or not, whatever, however you want to say it, you don't see too many artists on any level at this point just come out and say how much they really care about their product and how much they put into it and it matters what they release. That doesn't happen too often, especially in today's era where everything is so microwave. Get it, put it out. Multiple projects throughout the year, microwave. Everything's microwave. So the fact that this kid really takes pride in what he puts out, that's one of the things that jumped out to me that I really liked from this interview and left me thinking, I like that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Jay Moore, what was something that you took away from his interview? Because, you know, I think you said it was good as well.
You know, because I've heard him be interviewed before. He's one of my favorite interviews.
Yeah.
Along with probably Vince Staples. You know, I just like to hear these guys talk.
Webby.
What?
I like Webby. I'm sorry. Webby, too. Go ahead.
I'm Tari.
Okay.
Don't do that.
No. One of the things that really stuck out to me because is when he said, look, in 2005 or six, I'm 14 years old.
Yeah.
And that was a weird time in hip hop because you had Wayne and then like 50. But then like I remember it was like also Laffy Taffy.
Snap music.
And I can just imagine what he, you know, and he's talked about how he felt about the music at that time. And he had been raised on these all these things because he's an actual head. That's what is also encouraging because like he knows hip hop. But I remember how I felt at that time. I think, is this hip hop thing something I still want to really be around? I just felt disillusioned. You know, I remember, you know, I had a friend who was a program director and he had to take out like Common's, not Go, it was The Corner.
Yeah.
And he had to take.
Love that record.
He had to give The Corner spot to Laffy Taffy. And I was like, if this is where the culture is going, maybe I have outgrown this. You know, gladly, you know, it made some better turns in the next few months, but like, you know, sometimes you can be disillusioned with this hip hop thing because
moment music.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know, but in
well said.
You know, you have someone like Tyler who I actually think cares
yeah.
about pushing the envelope, but not just doing stuff to do stuff. You know, he actually cares about making an artistic statement and something that people are going to be like, remember when that Tyler album came out 10 mm-hmm. years ago and where you were and what was going on? And, you know, he's one of the, you know, and he's 30 now. And I still, you know, because where I am, I'm still thinking that's one of the younger cats, but he's 30.
Yeah, he almost old head at this point.
Yeah. And so, you know, when I listen to his music, okay, I see what he's doing there. I see where he's coming from with this, you know, because I had to get over, you know, when Odd Future was first introduced, I was like, I don't Earl's the sweatshirt, and you know, I just wasn't here.
You weren't quite ready to,
you know,
it was John Blaze, man.
Yeah, you know,
sometimes
you know, but
it was John Blaze.
You know, sometimes you know, just the names of stuff will just be like, I'm not doing this today. Like when I first heard Nipsey Hussle, I'm like, I'm not doing this today. When the first time I heard Jay Electronica, I was like, I don't even like electronica music. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the things that go through my head, you know? But, you know, I gave it a shot. And yeah. I was like, okay, this is good. I see where these kids are going, especially this kid, Tyler. And, you know, everything is relative. It's like when we talked about, you know, what's classic is relative.
Yeah.
You know, because he, you know, like he said, like, look, man, when we came out and they kept talking about the Grave Diggers, it was like, I'm from Los Angeles and I'm, you know, I'm this age. I have no idea who the Grave Diggers are. You know, you're talking about that as something that's classic. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I give him peas too for saying that he did go back and research the Grave Diggers.
Yeah, but
after the fact.
But at the same time, he's like, you know, when he said the thing about like, okay, I'm at Show and Tell. I have this thing that I think is really fantastic.
Yeah.
Check it out. But you keep telling me about what somebody brought to Show and Tell 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, not that I don't care, but like, can't you just appreciate what I brought to Show and Tell?
Right.
I'm not mad at that. Lone, what did you, what'd you take from it other than, you know, the fact that you, what he said about Khaled was verbatim, that you, what you said?
No, I think it just further cemented the fact that Tyler's just one of my favorite artists. People, personalities. Okay.
What
general.
Did he say, by the way, in reference to?
He essentially said that Khaled wrapped his entire ego and it's his persona around winning. So when he didn't win, it just, he had nowhere to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just literally what I said.
Checkmate. Checkmate.
So, but, and just the way that he conducted himself when he expressed it, like it was like, yeah, I mean, like, that part of the Tyler interview was just like, ooh.
And he kept
saying, it was like, okay.
He kept,
like,
saying, and he had everybody like talking about his track list.
Like, he owned him in the most serious, nonchalant, chill way possible. Like, he destroyed Khaled without even trying.
What's funny is he dropped another album at around the same time Khaled dropped an album. And I guarantee you that Tyler's is faring better than his.
But see, to Lone's point, Khaled got what he wanted.
Yeah.
This previous album was a number one. He don't care about, I don't think he even monitors how it does after that. If the records are still performing, I don't think he care about none of that. It's a number one. I can scream we the best and be on Snapchat in my pool saying I work so hard for this. Yeah. Like, that's it. Like, that's the extent of his album.
That's what he's in it for.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lone. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, that's just what I took away from it. I mean, the whole interview was great. You know, like, I just, like I said, like, just listening to Tyler talk and the way that he expresses things and the way that he thinks everything through, I just appreciate, you know, just from one creative person to another creative person. I just appreciate him, you know, and the enthusiasm that he has around writing and growing as a musician is really cool to see. You know, him talking about chord structures and stuff like that.
That's what jumped out to me. Yep.
You know, all that stuff is cool. It's cool to see him, like, grow from what he was in his first three or four projects to his last three, which mm-hmm. were all very musical, and they've kind of continually gotten better as far as the musical, just how the music is progressing throughout everything. Sure. Yeah, just the whole package of everything. It's more than just a hip hop project. It's a musical experience,
mm-hmm.
and I can appreciate that. But again, outside of all of it, and this is a good lesson to any artist in general, like, Tyler is extremely likable.
He is.
And, you know, like, no matter what Tyler does, I appreciate his honesty. I appreciate how he speaks from a grounded, just seriousness, confidence level of what he is.
Yeah.
And
he's
know,
very confident in his ability. But, I love that.
And it's not even confident from an egotistical standpoint. It's just confidence.
Yeah.
And there's a difference in that. So I like Tyler, man.
I'm a fan, man.
So
yeah.
Jed, if you didn't see, it sounds like you didn't see the interview, but based off what we've said, is that pretty much a fair assessment from what you would know from Tyler? Like, are there certain things that you like about him that maybe we didn't mention, or do you echo pretty much what we talked about so far from him?
I mean, I agree with what you all said, even without seeing the interview.
Okay.
The thing with Tyler, for him to even come out and name himself Tyler, the creator.
Yeah.
Like, to be young, as young as he was, to have that going through his brain, like, I'm going to name myself Tyler, the creator.
Yeah.
And how that name has
evolved.
And I mean, I think we talked about this before as far as artists are concerned. He's, I guess you could say, he's more popular of a hip hop artist than Childish Gambino.
I would say so.
But they're kind of one and the same as far as their creative aspects. It's not limited. Pretty much the ceiling is broken. Glass ceiling is broke. They're to the moon, to the stars, all that good stuff. But
yeah.
I just love the fact that, like you said, he stays true to himself. When he's making these albums, he's literally thinking about, how am I going to perform this and tour with this and keep in character with this album. Like, it's not like I'm just showing up. Like, a lot of people just show up and rap their songs and have a whole bunch of people on stage, and that's that. Whereas if you're going to see Tyler, the Creator, or someone like him, you're going to actually get a show, and you'll be happy that you spent that bread, however much it was, to actually see a show.
Yeah.
Because like you said, he talks about how he really cares about what he's putting out there.
Yeah.
And that's important. Those are the type of artists that are going to continue to be out here for years and years beyond. Cause like we've stated that hip hop is a young man's game, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
We are pretty much products of that. I've known about hip hop my whole life, pretty much. And I don't really see any time that I'm not going to be a part of hip hop. I may listen to other genres a little more here and there, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to go back to my roots or whatnot. And I do appreciate Tyler being the type of individual he is, and you know, giving people their flowers as for musically and Flower not boy. Being the type of person that says, "Well, I've never listened to that artist, or I only listened to him for 10 minutes."
Yeah.
Well,
somebody that really does music, and if somebody tells them that this person is great, you're going to give them more than 10 minutes of your time.
Great.
Well, you know, one of the crazy things about Tyler, and this is what is so much lacking in, I think, the image of modern music, is he's completely comfortable in his own skin.
Yeah, 100%.
You know,
I love that.
When he said
it,
that thing about, like, you know, like, you know, just from my perspective, Rolex is a whack.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you like Rolexes, you're not
cool.
Wrong either. That's cool.
Yeah, that's
you
dope.
Know?
That's dope.
And because that's what I think. There's so many. I won't just put it on hip hop. I think there's just so many artists who get into the entertainment business and they feel like they have to put on a costume, or they have to put on, or you know, they can't really be themselves.
Yeah.
You know, they got to leave. If they can't tell you that they like something, that they you know, he talked about how he loved the Vivian Greene Emotional Roller Coaster album.
That album is,
you know,
fire,
and it
way.
Was like, I would have never expected that from him, you know, because, you know, I mean, once again, he said he's just now turning 30. You know, there are people I talk to my age who don't even remember when that album was out. You know,
right.
I remember because I used to play it on the radio all the time, you know, but it's a thing. And I say this about, you know, and I told him this before, is like, you know, our homie Oreo Jones. I said, like, the thing that makes Oreo dope is he is so comfortable in who he is.
Right.
He doesn't.
That goes a long way.
He's not trying to do anything else but be himself through his art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's very hard to do, because, you know, there's people who's like, okay, now you got to wear these boots and you got to have this right watch, and we're going to get you a stylist, and okay, and this is who we're going to market to today. Tyler's just like, okay, this is who I am. And I'm going to perform these songs. Either you're going to like them or you're not. I'm going to go out and say these interviews, and I'm not going to you know, worry about the PR blowback. You know, and he said, like, look, we might not have been able to do the stuff we did if we came out today.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, but he's like, you know, so maybe he's the last of a dying breed of artists who can be that honest and be that.
Well, he was allowed to grow, too.
Yeah.
True. But like, they don't let anybody, like.
We talked about the baby last week. You know?
Yeah, they don't let people grow now. Like I said, they, you know, they don't want to see you get better.
I mean, but
they want you out of here.
Tyler talked about how he was one of the first artists to get, like, canceled.
Yeah,
like he talked
countries.
About that. Yeah, like he literally was like, man, I was one of the first people in hip hop to actually get canceled.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And that's just, I'm saying that in relation to you guys talking about his growth as an artist. Like, fam has been through a lot from those first days up until now, but. I was talking to someone about his interview, and one of my guys was like, he was like, man, I don't know, man. I like his swag, but I don't know if he necessarily has the catalog. I'm like, I don't think you've really listened to his catalog.
Do
if you say that.
Or just skim through it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think you really listen to his catalog if you can say that fast.
You know what, like, though? It also, back to Tyler's own point, it depends where you're coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening and you're hoping for a specific type of rap album or something like that, maybe that's the case.
Okay.
I think we all sitting at this in this room listen to Tyler from a creative standpoint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Knowing that the next album he may drop may be straight rap, or maybe it's highly musical, or maybe it's a fusion of both.
He might be singing and harmonizing,
or he might be a character the whole
exactly. But we know that he's going to be him in it, you know. Like,
and it's not going to be a reach. To your point, it's going to be authentic. Whatever he does,
it's going to be him. Yeah. So.
I think it's cool that he does that because that further cements him as an artist. Because when you think about artists like Prince and Michael Jackson and Elton John and David Bowie, if you look at like their albums, they literally were evolving every album. They were pretty much different characters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They were the same person, but different characters to kind of match the mood music that they were in.
Mm. Yeah. Shout out to Tyler, man. I was very impressed. Watched the whole interview. The interview did not lose my attention the entire time.
The best interview I've seen all year.
And I was happy with it.
I will say, if you guys haven't seen Talib Kweli's interview with Sky Zoo.
I hadn't seen that one yet.
That's really good too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And shouts to Tall Black Guy. I got a shout out in it.
That's what's up, man. Shout out to the homie, man. Love Sky Zoo's album, man. Real, I'm a nerd for jazz, so I really love
great latest Sky Zoo. That latest Sky Zoo album is
all
tough.
The brilliant things.
Yeah, he's consistent, man. We've given him his flowers before, but he's very consistent. I think we're about halfway through. Long, do you want to shout out the partners real quick before we go into the second half? Or
yo, what's up, partners?
All right, well,
what do you want me to do exactly?
I mean, I didn't know if we was gonna play.
What am I going to do, though?
Oh, I'm sorry. Red August. I'm so used to saying you. Red August.
250.
I've been saying long for 250. Red August, let's shout out the partners, man.
We need to thank our partners for the new Old Heads podcast. No Bad Ideas Clothing Company, Coleman Dental,
you want to shout out the
Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl, Sun King Brewery, and the hub for all things new Old Heads. BringingDownTheBand.com. Remember, once you type Bringing Down the Band in the search bar on YouTube and the page populates, subscribe and hit the bell for notifications. And as always, we thank you for your support. Now back to the show.
All right. Thank you, Red August. Appreciate that. much for loan.
Who was no help at all.
Yeah, we
I think I helped guide us in the right direction.
Yeah. Moving forward, Red August, we'll develop that relationship over the next 250. So
it's in my blood to just troll, so like I had to.
Yeah. It's all good though. You've
I wasn't gonna be like, oh, you know, Mike's actually handling it right.
Oh. Well, you know, you've mastered that at this point, so I'm very impressed. Yeah. All right, let's continue with the rundown. Well, I know we all saw it, but De La Soul's full catalog finally going to be released to streaming services. Reservoir Media got the music rights from the company. They acquired that from Tommy Boy. And we know this is what, 30 plus, let's see. Yeah, they cut ties with Tommy Boy 30 years ago.
Yeah,
I think we've
De La Soul?
De La Soul.
Has it been that long?
No, because AOI Bionics, see,
Was that Tommy Boy?
That was still Tommy Boy. Their date was the first one where they had split from Tommy Boy.
So it was I stand early 2000s, right?
Yeah,
early 2000s.
So
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was thinking 30. I guess because you're right, though. You're right. I messed up on
that
one.
Yeah, both the AOI Bionics. Both the AOI albums.
Well, it's still been, either way, it's still been a long time, and they've been,
right,
you know, talking about this for a while. I don't know. I think it was Jay Moore that said they were having issues getting on.
Yeah,
IG, I mean, to tell everybody about it.
It was the most old school hip hop thing to see, you know, some of our legends just struggle with the technology that is Instagram Live. I said they should have had Kevin Samuels doing a tech support for him.
Yeah, you
but, know. No, but they finally
You're
were.
Fat.
Yeah, they were all able to get
lazy.
On. I think you're a strong six. Oh. No.
You don't want to work.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah. But back to De La Soul before we lose all of our female
You're
listeners.
Right. We love y'all.
Yeah. No, they're I'm excited to finally be able to stream this music.
Yes.
Because, you know, other than the grind date and the what was the last one? The one that was
With the live music?
Yeah, where they sampled all their stuff.
Yeah.
It's like long.
Yeah.
Long name. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
I hate that I can't remember that off the top of my head. Those are really the only two De La Soul albums that are available for streaming, which is really kind of a...
And the Anonymous Nobody.
Anonymous Nobody. And that's really a shame because they have probably the most solid of groups. I'm just going to say... Yeah, of groups. They have probably the most flawless discography.
No.
You're going to say, no, they don't?
No, they do not. Their discography, I don't want to change gears.
Mm-hmm.
It is not better than Outkast. Sorry.
I'd say it's right there. I'd say, I know, I'm going to give it to De La Soul.
Over Outkast?
Over Outkast.
Are you sure?
I think you're on an island right now.
You know what?
I ain't going to get Jay Moore started because I know where he is.
As much as I enjoyed Idlewild...
Oh, we're going to go to
What's that, a soundtrack?
Idlewild is a compilation.
Yeah, we're going to go to Idlewild.
It's still listed as an Outkast album. Outkast Presents, however you want
to. So we're going to go to Idlewild, though. We're going to go there.
Yeah.
That's where we're going. We're going to Idlewild out of everything.
It's an Outkast album.
Word?
Yeah.
We're going to go Idlewild?
You going to do this to me?
Yeah.
Idlewild, though?
Well, okay, what's the weak link?
Mighty O was cold, by the way.
I'm not saying it wasn't, but I'm just saying.
That's
she lives
different.
A, what, yeah, well, she lives. That was all.
We go from
Ice-T
to, and this is not a slight at any of these
at all.
Artists.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, man.
I love De La Soul.
Okay, Fleetfoot High and Rising. Okay.
This is a great album.
Yeah, let's
go. Is that better than...
De La Soul was dead. Groundbreaking.
I hate that we're talking about De La Soul in this light.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Because...
I love De La Soul.
How about this? They're both really good groups.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And you know what? And I'm excited by the fact that we're going to be able to have access to all of De La Soul's, and we're going to get new music from them with a DJ premiere album where they're going to do production, and he's got someone. So you know what? Instead of like trying to compare, let's just celebrate them both and be happy that we have all this music. We're going
to
have all this music available.
Who brought that to the table?
I tried to put a battery in Terry's back.
That was
I ain't
going
to lie. But we're not going to disrespect De La Soul because everybody in this room loves De La Soul.
Yeah, that's why
I almost had me out here talking bad about Outkast.
Yeah, we ain't gonna do that.
We're not gonna do that either.
You shouldn't have said
had me out here talking bad about De La Soul, and it's a De La Soul segment.
Yeah, we ain't gonna do that. Yeah.
Let's do it for the clicks. Why do you hate Outkast?
TikTok.
Jesus Christ.
They dress funny.
But no, I am happy that I am happy that they're
De La Soul can't even put out their own music.
Damn.
Long trying to get it for poor. Like, we definitely don't want to go down that road.
It's getting hot.
Okay.
It's getting hot.
But I did try to put a battery in Terry's back.
No, so I love De La Soul, though. De La Soul, honestly, I remember early Yo MTV raps.
Yes.
And being able to watch Me, Myself, and I, that video with them in that school classroom.
Yep.
And
I remixed that
and
with
the dude
the video.
Getting hit in the head with the record.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. It's on my Instagram.
The guy had a Vias on. Remember a Vias shoes?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody in the league had some deal with Avia.
You know, because I
gotta look that Avia up.
Avia
right.
Used to be
they was dumb high tops.
They used to be
super high.
They used to be acceptable shoes. I remember I went to a basketball camp and the camp was sponsored by Avia.
Yeah, I remember that. But nah, When I think about nostalgia as far as my hip hop fandom, De La Soul is top tier.
Yeah.
We were just talking about Tyler the Creator, mm-hmm. and how he set his standard. De La Soul was the exact same. Native and when they came out, nobody was dressing and rapping like them, and they literally made to carve their own lane. But a lot of people back then were carving their own lane.
That because you had to.
Yeah.
You know, you think about, because I remember seeing the video for Potholes in My Lawn.
Straight up.
And this video couldn't have cost more than $5,000. Mm. But the song was so dope and different. And
that's kind of the same way as I Left My Wallet in El Segundo.
Yeah. And the thing is, when you think about, like, you know, Buddy, like, the video for Buddy predates or was maybe about the same time as A Tribe, you know, because it was De La first. And then, you know, Q-Tip was on Me, Myself, and I. He just had a little part. But, you know, luck, because at one point, De La and Tribe Called Quest would put out records about the same time. And then, of course, Tribe went through their drama.
Yeah.
And De La Soul just kept going.
They're in the documentary. Mm-hmm. Talking about that, the Rappaport joint,
yeah,
about, you know, it's time, like, you know what I mean?
And they, and one of the things, and I remember, because people try to, they've tried to put, oh, they're the hippies of hip hop, and they never liked that whole,
but then they killed themselves.
Yeah. Mm. You know,
soul's dead.
And yeah. The crazy thing was, because, like, before that, everybody tried to go with the crazy b-boy style with, mm-hmm. the gold chains and the sweatsuits, and here come some dudes that, like, and it was they dressed like, for lack of a better term, just regular people.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They dressed more like their fans than probably the people who were out at that time.
Definitely. Agreed. My brother definitely had a lot of De La Soul-ish type outfits.
Yeah.
I mean, they had the medallions, man, the glasses, like the crazy patterns on the shirts.
Yeah.
Like everything, all that Native Tongue
movement. The stair step, high top fade.
Yeah. Like, and when they formed on some Voltron, you know, with Moni and
Jungle
Queen
Brothers.
Latifah and the Jungle Brothers, like that whole collective, everybody in the Buddy video, like that's a strong group of artists. If you think about it, if you go through and break every section up, that's a lot of heat. It's a lot of talent in that group.
You know,
and they were spearheaded by De La Soul. To
you me. Know, and it really was a paradigm shift there for a second when they said, you know, everyone says, you know, remember when Jay-Z told everybody to take off the jerseys and put, mm-hmm. on button-ups? Remember when, you know, in Buddy, when Africa from Jungle Brother said black medallions, no gold. And then all of a sudden it became corny to wear a lot of gold.
Yep.
You know, like they was actually booing LL Cool J. They was booing LL Cool J when he came out, you know, in New York, you know, because he was still with the Panther time, and he was still, you know, with the bucket hat and all the leather, and he's like, nah, that's played.
They ain't gonna do L like that though.
Nah,
I mean, you know, he came back with Mama said knock you out,
he
so sure it was all good.
And
he had a
big old rope on that
with
joint
a
too.
A dookie rope,
yeah. on. Go back and look at the Booming System video. He took.
Yeah,
that
he had on his medallion.
He had a medallion.
He
didn't have
a puffy hat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
A
nice size hat.
You know, updated his formulas, and yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
And then named the album "Pink Cookies in a plastic bag."
No, that was 14 Shots Is Done. As an LL fan, I don't like to talk for people to talk about that album.
I ain't gonna do that because this is gonna go into something else. Never mind. I had a question, but never mind. At the end of the day, I'm happy for these brothers, man. Like,
that's great.
Yeah, that's a long time. And they got so much heat. Like, the world needs to, you know, be exposed to that heat and get access to it. Like, one of the things that Tyler
said. They actually gave away their whole discography.
They did.
Yeah, I remember that.
I grabbed it when they did.
I sure did, too.
What's crazy is, it's kind of like when we talked about the last topic about Tyler. Another thing that stuck out to me with him was the fact that Drama was on his album, and he talked about the importance of all of his younger fans. They were like, why is this dude talking all over your project?
Right.
But it made them go back and research Drama and the mixtapes and all that type of stuff. It's each one teach one. That's what I like about him as well.
That's another reason he doesn't have any problem. Well, yeah, never
yeah.
mind. I'll just, yeah.
Yeah, like, right. I think that's dope. Like, and it's the same thing applies for De La. Like, this needs to be out where people can go reference it and see why is everybody talking about these guys just now getting a discography back
out.
You
know what's funny is if you really want to listen to De La, you can definitely listen to De La. You just got to kind of go analog route.
True.
Which is pretty much what we came up on. So it's nothing for me to pull out a De La CD.
Yeah, that's the thing though. You know, now
drag we're just, a folder over to my phone. Like,
yeah, but we're just so used to being able to, especially in this era where they don't even have CD players in your car anymore.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like even with the whole Aaliyah situation.
Yeah,
like with Aaliyah albums not being available on streaming platforms. That's always not been a concern of mine because I've always had all of Aaliyah's records. Yeah, so it's almost like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But you know what? It's just, it's not really about us.
Yeah. It's the new old head in me.
Yeah. That it's makes about like, it's okay. About the, you know, the way things pick up, say someone like Tyler, the Creator talks about, yeah, man, I love De La Soul. And now his fans are like, who is this? And they want to discover De La Soul.
See, what I would have done back then is I would have created a BMI account or a Columbia House. I would have ordered every one of the albums I needed to get hip to.
Yeah.
And never paid for them.
I don't think I ever paid for it. I wonder what my...
Well, they were a penny.
That's how the whole... Initially. That was the start of the collapse of the music industry.
It really was. They were trying really
now
hard.
Now what we're talking about now is... The old head side versus the new.
Mean, like how, as children, we committed fraud to get CDs.
Yeah. I was committing fraud in fourth grade. Straight up. So.
I believe
our credit was jacked at 11 and 12 years old.
Like, who co-signed for me? I don't
nobody. All you had to do is fill out the form. It's funny because one day we all decided to get froggish and be like, let me fill out this form and see what happens.
And see what happens.
Because I would see it in little magazines.
And
I'm going
to send it in and see what happens. All of a sudden, stuff would show up at the door. You'd be like, that worked.
Tape a penny, because that's
exactly what that worked. I don't even think I taped a penny.
I taped a penny.
I did. Because I wanted to have my best
y'all
chance.
Y'all can't even have a penny.
They messed up. Shout out to my dude, Ryan King. They messed up, though, when I got a summer job working for Universal Music. CD factory one time. We used to work third shift in the factory.
You was in there stealing.
Don't do that.
Robbing and stealing.
Uh-huh.
Beyond.
You was out there just releasing albums.
Well, I read
on your
August
own.
Giggling though. Like, what does that have to do? Why
Mike's the reason the music industry took the turn.
It's my fault for the summertime. Yeah,
you're the butterfly effect.
Bro, but
for
they
the music
had
industry.
They had defective, you know, CDs that had a I hear what he said.
Y'all missed that. He said employees.
Yeah. No, not employees. I was on the up and up.
Yeah, defective
statute
employees.
Limitations.
Yeah.
Who tries to get you to go to jail? Like, how many years later? Cut that out, Red August.
That's not going to happen. Right now, it's just story time.
Yeah. Well,
exactly. I don't know. Shout out to the
crack. All right, back to the
defective CDs. Yeah, back to what I was talking
CDs.
About. Yeah, shout out to the
defective
crack.
CDs.
Yeah, man. They're cracking over there. So anyway, they had CDs that had cracks in them or whatever, and they'd be in a certain bin. And I used to have, like, all the cold. You remember Camnesia?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that? West Coast?
Yeah. West Coast Cam. Yeah, we know.
When I was working there, like, that album had just come out. So I had, like, 5 copies of Camnesia because they was cracked.
Why'd you get 5 of them, though?
Just because.
So what do you mean? The CD was cracked or the case
was cracked?
The case
was cracked.
Yeah.
But the CD was fine.
Why are you trying...
He really liked Camnesia.
So you was just over there cracking CD cases and then putting perfectly good CDs in the thing.
I didn't taking them to Ball State and
you know
what's putting
was
them on
really
Napster.
Nuts?
And he was out there trying to get Cam to go ghetto platinum on your
man.
Own.
You know what's really nuts when you think about it, though? Remember when you would walk into a music store or a Target or anything and all the CDs or music stuff was locked in... plastic cases, so you couldn't walk out with it. Yeah. So the music was so secure back then. Mm-hmm.
True.
To the point where you had to take it up to the register, then unlock it, take it out of there, and now it's just a free for all.
It's crazy to think about it.
What's crazy to me is when I see, you know, at least on the surface, how rich these rappers are, and I'm like, y'all don't sell nothing.
Yeah. Mm.
How are you getting all the? How does everybody have a Bentley? And you aren't selling anything.
They're probably investing in real estate or businesses and
somebody
stuff
like you know,
marketing.
Yeah,
man, like,
they figured something out that a lot of these old rappers didn't when they were who were selling mm-hmm. something and somehow still went broke.
Everybody the Yo Gotti signs.
How much they be taking? They look good, don't they?
They be having them. What's the new watch everybody?
The
Richard Millies, and they talk about their watch collections and this, that, and the other. It's like, man, you just signed a deal.
I was like, how do you have a $150,000 watch?
Man. Yeah.
I know that
with no gold on it.
Yeah,
man. Nah, I need. I don't need do that, those connects.
That doesn't make sense. Consignment doesn't make sense.
No, no, it doesn't. Not for
I know. That's right. I was just gonna see who's gonna roll with it.
Consignments.
He had to sell it.
Nah.
No. So I mean, but shout out to them for figuring it out. And yeah, this whole generation.
And I met Pasta Noose once, and he's a real nice guy. So there's that.
Oh, I hope people stream that mug. Like, I hope people, as soon as it hit, like, everybody just goes out, because you know they ain't giving but 0.7 0.00. Yeah, I mean, point.
You're gonna listen to De La Soul, go Google me too.
Yeah. Well, oh, I mean, they said that they worked out a pretty decent deal, so I trust that.
That's good.
Because aren't they getting some kind of their masters back too?
That's what
I didn't
I
see that
that's,
part, but I hope
I
that's
didn't
true.
Hear that part,
but I hope that's true.
Hopefully
I think they're actually getting some ownership of their stuff, which good. Is amazing.
I met Pasta Noose, and I inadvertently dissed him.
Mm. Oh, really, wow.
Okay, because I had a mixtape out. I used to, you know, mixtape.
Oh!
Okay, so...
Bootleg?
It was a mixtape.
In the early 2000s.
It was for promotional use only.
Oh.
All right, get it straight. All right, so...
Talking about somebody trying to snitch.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. He was on my head for the factory.
The joint, it was before I even knew it was going to be on an album called The Grind Date. Like, I had a good, nice sounding copy of Much More.
Yeah.
And so I put that on the tape. And like, it was either before or after Much More, I put a Ghostface Killah song called Tony's Money on there. All right. Most of you don't know it, because this is what's really messed up. And I felt bad after this. Yeah, he probably threw the CD, because I gave it to him when Mace was DJing at the spot in St. Louis. And so Tony's Money goes into Much More. But at the time, I didn't know Ghostface Killah was dissing De La Soul.
Oh, man.
On that song?
Because apparently, because Ghostface Killah is on The Grind Date on a song called Here Comes the Sun.
Yep.
Well, see, the thing is, apparently at that time, there was some issue with them not being paid from De La Soul's people. So Tony's Money is...
Tony's Money?
Basically, Tony's Money is the song that wound up on the De La Soul album, but it's just reworked as a diss song to De La Soul. And I had no idea the politics of it at the time, but
this makes you like the worst person.
Yeah, exactly. So here I am. I'm meeting one of the people I've admired as an artist since I was like 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I basically gave him a CD with a diss track on it to him, and it's mixed into his song that he probably hasn't made any money off of yet.
Take that.
You're pretty bad for that, brother.
Yeah. So I know he just threw.
No, he's not bad for it. It's just
it was just like, inadvertently.
He thought you was trying to sunny.
Yeah. Here I am. I'm all proud. I was like, hey, man, I really love you guys and this, that, the third. And
here's a diss record, man. Yeah, enjoy it.
Here's where.
It's like, I drew you a picture.
Here's where Ghostface Killah dissed y'all, and I mixed it right into your song.
Banging on wax.
All right, man. We'll see. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, that's crazy. Send me a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, yeah. Sign something for me. All right, man. Shout out to De La, though, because I'm happy for them brothers, man. It's been down a long road, man. So I hope they recoup and get as much bread as they possibly can out of whatever deal they have. And I hope people run them streams up. So
yeah, it's just good to see, artists who really put in the work get what they deserve.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Let's get to this last topic. Let's talk about Versus. Now, did everyone see?
Nope.
I know you didn't see it.
This is probably the one you should have watched.
Yeah. If there was any verses,
If there was any verses,
I saw a clip. I just don't like the idea.
This was the one.
Let's get past the idea of it.
Yeah. I don't need to because fine.
No,
I understand. No. But it was a great hip hop.
This was a good one, man.
Nah.
If there was one you want to watch, this is the one you want to watch.
Okay. No, you know what? You would have liked Ghostface and Raekwon just because they were telling stories and the fact
that would have been dope.
They were just having a good time with
That's why I like P-Rock and Preem.
Look, let me tell you. I don't like things that other people like, okay? Period.
We know that.
Intentionally.
You like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like fries?
People like those.
Yeah, but mine's different.
You like fries and mashed potatoes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With extra salt.
Exactly.
No wonder you ain't watch Versus. All right, exactly. So.
All the starches.
Yeah.
Definitely starches.
Tony Stark.
Cannibalism. In the form of potatoes.
All right, man. So I saw it. We saw it outside alone. I think even Red August saw it. You see Red August? He nodded his head. He saw it. I thought it was dope. And it actually confirmed a lot of stuff that I've been saying for years. And everybody has told me I'm a fool, and all my homies, my close friends are grooming.
Yeah, I think you exaggerated a bit.
Nah, this is true. Shout out to Andrew Barber. We talk about this all the time, and he continuously says I'm wrong, and he had to eat a little crow after this versus, because I've always said there's 75% production, 25% rapping ability. And they pretty much got exposed for not being able to rock a crowd. Said a Kiss pointed out they were rapping over lyrics. Kiss got up there, stole the show, rocked the crowd as an MC, had him in the palm of his hands with Styles, and it was a rap. And I laughed at every single moment of it, because all I was thinking was the Heatmakers make really good beats.
Mm-hmm.
But I say that to say, with Jadakiss and his performance, one of my takeaways from that was kind of like what Tyler was talking about when there was a reserve. We talk about caring, because he mentioned Kiss. I think it was really good for people to see an MC rock a crowd,
mm-hmm.
show the crowd reacting, peers like Fat Joe, all these dudes in the crowd acting like fans. Because
Fat Joe said he almost put a little mama and walked up on stage.
See, like that's what I'm saying. Like Busta Rhymes was up in his suite. He had a video, and he posted videos about how epic this moment was. It was so New York. And I really like the fact that Kiss went out there and just dropped 60 as a performer, as an MC, as a rapper. I think that's good for people to see somebody rock the crowd like that.
That was his Kobe game.
He dropped 81.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
I saw the clips.
Man, the clips are crazy, man. Like,
that's all I need to see is clips.
Don't do that. But Jay, what do you think about that, man? Is that moment as big as, I guess, I don't want to say but we're making it?
For like, old heads, well, it is.
I think it is.
Is it just old heads?
Actually, shout out to Fox, because me and him literally just talked about this.
Okay.
Fox is kind almost of an
a week
head,
ago. Though. I mean, he's an old soul.
He's an old soul, but
he's not necessarily, you know.
Not an old head. He's younger.
Oh, he's way younger than us, but he's an old soul.
He was like, man, I don't really mess with verses, like you said.
Yep.
He said, but listen, I've watched that verses 3 times.
Bingo.
Because of it's a matter of that energy that Jada put out. And if anybody who's ever listened to Jadakiss knows, he's always said he's top 5 dead or alive.
Yep.
And nobody ever really agreed with him except for like heads.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it basically revolves around his albums, because I can't say that Kiss has had like a flawless classic release.
Thank you.
As far as an album is concerned.
Thank you.
But he is the epitome of hip hop.
Like, nah, he is.
When you think about hip hop, you think of somebody like Jadakiss. Yep. Jadakiss is a Tim wearing backpack with who knows what in it. His vocabulary, his delivery, his punchlines, all of that. But it's all the package of it is so clean and crisp.
Yep.
And he just made that so apparent at this Versus event, especially. And this is something that we've talked about at endless events. We cannot stand artists that rap over their vocals.
Yep. Yes.
And I don't know how many times we have to say this, from bringing down the band events, from hip hop night, man, if you can't really get up there and control the crowd and memorize your lyrics, then what are you really doing?
Talk to interpretive them. Dance.
Yeah. Oh,
nice.
It's a lip sync contest, essentially. Everybody had those in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be cool.
Yeah. But I mean, he exposed them for what they were.
Talk
and
to
you
him.
Could definitely tell that. This team, the Lox,
yeah,
D Block, had rehearsed. They performed.
Yep.
They were ready. Whereas Dipset was making Instagram videos and being shiny and glitzy, mm-hmm. and just like we're gonna show up, and it is what it is. We're Dipset.
Yeah.
And Jadakiss was like, nah, this ain't that.
Dope.
Yeah. One of the crazy things to me was seeing. You know, this is the illest thing. Jada is, at this point, has done 2 verses, won them both, and hasn't repeated any of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point.
You know, because like Jesus is like, oh, we know you're gonna play, we gonna make it, and then he plays something else. You know, the fact that he dropped New York which was, you know, off of a Ja Rule album. I was like, I didn't think that he was going to go there.
It worked, though.
And it worked. And then, like, it was almost like Dipset was throwing them alley-oops. He'd be like, yo, you ain't got no song for the girls. And then they go into Honey with Mariah Carey. And then they go into Good Love from Chic. I was like, come on, man. Y'all are just basically throwing the other team alley-oops and don't even know it. And then when Cam sat down in the beach chair.
Jim Jones.
Like, I think it was Jim.
You might be right, though. It might have been Cam.
And it was like, do they even want to be here?
Man.
Yeah. Well, they said Cam almost. Left.
That's the word I heard, that Cam, like, but that's why it took him so long, because Cam was just going to leave.
But he said,
I didn't lose.
Yeah, but
Jules and Jimmy lost.
But I'm boiling hot water. With boiling hot water.
When Cam tried to do that freestyle, I was like, man.
They booed him, though. He got booed.
No, it's still New York. You might be home, but it's still New York.
But the thing is, though, everybody in the crowd knows what it is. We know that y'all are the 8X, Averex jackets,
but remember, they were in the Garden.
True.
Dipset has commemorative Knicks jerseys.
Yeah. Well, they should have worn.
And the Locks went in there and was like, This ain't that. Y'all might as well go ahead and put the locks on that jersey.
I don't know what Jules Santana had on. He looked like
bag lady.
You know, like when you got that pile of clothes on your bed.
Yeah,
it looks like that came to life. And he looked
like
Santana.
He looked like Caillou. Shout out to Rusty. Remember when Rusty was? He had his whole bass Rusty phase.
No,
that's what he. That's what Jules Santana
looked like. Somebody trying to dress up like Jules Santana but couldn't afford it.
Bro, he had to have at least three different eras of clothes. Was on,
yeah,
like in the whole outfit, like,
but it was Don C stuff.
Well, I'm sorry, Don C.
Don C just, well, I ain't gonna,
yeah, we're yeah, we gonna leave that alone. But I think the turning point, man, to me, the coldest moment in this was the Who Shot You.
Let me talk,
when he did that after he said what he said about them
when
rapping
the DJ
over his
stopped
lyrics,
it and let him talk and then ran it back,
bruh.
Y'all neighbors.
Bruh, when he did that Who Shot You, man, I'm like, this is an MC.
He said,
I had an old head moment. This, man, is rapping, y'all.
That was,
this is what,
real.
I'm,
that was so 94.
Bruh. But the thing about Kiss is, you talked about, you know, his catalog and the songs and the girl records and all that. Kiss is as New York and back, quote unquote, backpacker street that he is. You can put him on different types of records and he's still going to adjust.
He got more than one song. He got more than one song with Mariah Carey.
And they fired him.
He got songs with, you know, Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, he got fired.
He got songs with Lil Jon.
Let's get it straight. Jadakiss has fire songs. So if we go back and we make a compilation off a couple of albums, we can come up with a few classics.
Yeah.
But it's a matter of
The full product
and how it's presented. And
I don't think he don't have a classic album, but I tell you,
he got classic moments.
I'm talking about classic moments. I was talking about
one of them.
On Facebook today, I was talking about We Gonna Make It. Every time that drops, I don't care where you at.
Yeah.
We Gonna Make It is gonna work. That's an iconic beat.
Who made that beat?
The Alchemist. He sold it to two people at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, and
I thought that was
shout out to Razzcast. You know what I'm saying?
We love Razzcast, but thanks to the Lord, Jada got that.
Jada needs that.
But Home Sweet Home was a dope record.
And
I ain't mad at that.
That Jadakiss, and not to discredit Chic Looch, but that Jadakiss Styles P12 Punch is something else.
That's like tough. There's records Styles P didn't do. Like, they really could have ran the score up.
You know what? And the thing is Styles P has excelled in the last decade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You know,
like, he got songs with Rick Ross, then you got the Wu Block, then you
consistent
got
consistent product.
It's
though.
Crazy.
Styles albums have been very good. The most recent ones he's dropped, they're very good.
I remember I was not a fan of A Gangster and Gentleman when it came out.
You didn't
I listened to it like a year ago. I was like, what was I thinking about?
This album
is incredible.
Yeah. Styles is what I call he's aging very well.
Yeah.
And the thing is that's really kind of rare.
Yeah.
You know, like in the grand scheme of things, like most artists don't really age very well.
And maybe we'll talk about this.
Especially from that era.
I know because we got to get ready to get out of here, but we'll talk about that on the post show. We can talk about Nas. To me, Nas is aging very well with this King's Disease 2, to me. But maybe we can talk about it in the post show, whatever. But as it relates to Kiss and Lox, like, I think it's a huge moment, man. I just hope somebody pulls from it. And can understand what it was. Like, get past the old guys part and look at them, the culture and what they did.
I don't know if it's going to resonate that much with the younger heads, though.
I hope I think you're right, but I hope you're wrong.
I think it was a great moment for like people like us who have almost come to accept the fact that most people aren't going to rock a mic anymore.
Yeah, like what we saw at Versus is over. Like, I don't think that's ever going to be the standard anymore. I don't think that'll be across the board like it was. So
if it was the Lox versus somebody younger, you know, like not Dipset, you know, like somebody that is performing and putting out a lot of music now.
Yeah.
I think it might have had more of a...
If it would have been like the Migos.
Yes.
That would have been different. Yeah, that would have been
different. Maybe, or maybe not. Maybe not, because they're not known for doing that anyways, right? Mm-hmm. But...
From an eye standpoint...
The Lox versus Benny and Conway, or I don't know.
Well,
no, that could have been old versus new.
But I guess what I'm saying is like, I feel like because Dipset is from that era.
Yeah.
That era is known for, typically speaking, it's not known for like a lot of lip syncing stuff.
It's not.
Right. But if the Lox went up and Jada did all that versus like the era of where people are okay with lip syncing.
Yeah.
Maybe it would have impacted a little bit different to some people. But
you're saying American Bandstand or Soul Train.
At the end of the day, though.
Why did I give you a mic if you're not going to, you know, rhyme? Yeah, right. You're just going to lip sync.
I think it was a dope moment. I'm glad Kiss did what he did. He definitely dropped 80. I said 60. He dropped 81. So salute to them, man. I thought this was a very good versus and kept my attention.
I mean, it's the first versus I've watched. I take that back. I watched Bobby Brown and Keith Sweat.
Yeah, I had to watch that on GP.
Had to. That's automatic. Automatic.
I can't wait for the Mariah Carey, Katy Perry one.
And on that note, we appreciate everyone that has rocked with us. Make sure you guys go to YouTube and subscribe to the New Old Heads Network. Please hit the bell for notifications. Follow us on TikTok as well at New Old Heads. And anywhere you see New Old Heads, follow us. Search us and follow us. We really appreciate the support. Shout out to everybody that was in the chat tonight as well. We appreciate you celebrating our 250th episode. And we'll see y'all next week.
Indeed.
Peace. Post show.
Peace. Yeah.